This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Democratic state lawmakers are trying to keep about 100,000 Coloradans from losing health insurance. CPR's John Daly reports on a bill from the ongoing special legislative session.
It would help shore up finances for the state's insurance market. Supporters say that needs to happen, with the federal tax law threatening coverage for those who lose out on tax credits. It's also expected to sharply increase premiums. Here's Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway.
The only way to eliminate really huge premium increases, 150%, 200% premium increases for Coloradans, is for the federal government to step up and extend tax credits for Coloradans.
But in case that doesn't happen, state lawmakers behind this bill proposed loaning $100 million from the unclaimed property fund. That money would go to the reinsurance program and reduce premiums. It passed on a party line vote and now goes to the full House. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An investigation is underway in Weld County after six people were found dead at a large dairy farm last night. Officials now say that includes one high school student. Local fire crews responded to a call to rescue people in a confined space at Prospect Valley Dairy Farm near Keensburg. When they got there, they found six dead men. The Weld County Coroner's Office confirmed that the victims may have been exposed to gas. Federal occupational safety inspectors are part of the investigation. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's coming up on 4:06. Time for All Things Considered. Stay tuned.